Morning. You all right? So you've been told you should be excited. So some of you will find that really affirming. You'll go, yeah, great, I've come in here, I'm excited. It's a baptism. Some of you might feel a bit guilty. Not sure how excited you are. If you're like me and you've got young children, you're looking at that pool and you're thinking, oh no. Maybe you look at this and like, you know, if you're honest, if you're completely honest, you're thinking, oh dear, I'm a bit worried. What if there's 20 people getting baptized? I've set the timer on the oven. Don't worry, we can lend you some water. It'll be fine. Maybe you look at something like this and you think, oh, you know, here we go again. I've sat in loads of these. I'm familiar with this. And it doesn't really excite you. Maybe it used to. Maybe you can think of a time when it was exciting for you. But now it's just something that we do. This represents so much of what Jesus wants the church to be. To go into the world, make disciples, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But this actually means something very different in many other places. Have a look at this image and see if you can think why I've chosen it. Why have I chosen that image to talk about baptism this morning? Anyone got any ideas? You do realize that in some parts of the world, what we're doing right now is illegal. Yeah. It's illegal. The best thing that's going to happen to you, we won't explore the worst thing. The best thing that's going to happen to you is you're going to be arrested. And you might look at it and go, why? It's just some people having a bath in public and they're keeping their clothes on. So what's the problem? What's the problem? But actually what this represents scares governments. Scares religions so much that this would not just be illegal for the people who are taking part. It would be illegal for us to gather together and do something like this. Yeah. Because even the devil cannot get past the power that this thing represents. This is scary. This scares governments who have their own armies. And it's a pool of water. And governments with their own armies are terrified of what this represents. Yeah. That's how scary they find it. They have their own tanks and aeroplanes and they're scared of a little pool of water. Yeah. It's not special water. It's clean. It's not special water. It's not like we've sort of imported it from the Holy Lands or something like that. It's come out of a tap in Salford. Okay? There are worse places for it to come from, all right? Panic ye not. There are worse places for it to come from. Okay, you know, but it's just ordinary water. And the people who are getting baptized in the best sense of the word are ordinary people. They're just ordinary people. So what is it about this that scares them so much? Why should it be that something like this is illegal in some countries? Have a look at the next image. We all know what that one means because it's one of the first things that people said.
Yes.
People are set free by Jesus. They're not set free by this pool. Let's be clear about that.
Yeah, yeah.
This pool and the act of baptism is what people do to publicly show what has already happened.
Yes.
Okay? They have already experienced the change in their life. Jesus has been invited into their life, and he's been invited to come in power. We don't just baptize in the name of the Father and Son. We baptize in the name of the Spirit for a reason, because God wants us so full of the Spirit that we cannot contain it. It explodes out of us into our communities, into our neighbors, into our workplaces. God's Spirit flows from us, and he works through us in every situation and circumstance. And part of the power of that is that we testify freedom. We've been set free. We may have been set free dramatically from things that would shock the people around us. We may have been set free from the guilt and sin and the stuff in our lives that's tangled us up and messed with our heads, and God frees us from it. There's power here in that freedom. But what happens here is a celebration of what's already happened. Yeah. If that hasn't happened in your life and you get baptized, you're just going to get wet.
Amen. Come on.
Yeah. You're just going to get wet in public. There's not going to be any power. There's not going to be any authority in your life. There's not going to be any change apart from the fact that you are now damp. That's the thing. For these people, the change has already happened. Now, because of that, when they go into this water, they are doing something that Jesus commanded his disciples to do. Yes. There's power in that. Yes. Because there's always that power from God when we're obedient to him. Yes. When we do something that is obedient, God delights. Yes. You know, the Bible talks about the idea that God delights in us so much that there is a party in heaven when somebody makes that decision for God. There is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. In the Old Testament, the story of the prodigal son, you've got this image that when the prodigal son comes back, and if you're not familiar with the story, this is a son who's messed up in just about every way possible. He's dishonored his family. He's wasted his life. He's wasted his father's resources. He's dishonored them in just about every way. But when that father is waiting for him and sees him, he doesn't stand there like this. Oh, good. I've got a few things I'd like to say to you. The Bible actually says that he gathers up his clothes and tucks them into his belt and runs. Yeah. Now, some of us come from a culture where we understand that that is a very shocking thing for the father of the household to do. A very undignified thing. The sort of thing that you just don't do because your neighbors would look at you and say, well, I thought he was quite a respectable fella. That's a shocking thing for a man to do. But that's the image that Jesus chooses to show that celebration of one sinner coming back. There's power here. There's freedom here. You can go and talk to psychologists till you're blue in the face. You can go and spend money on courses and they might make you smarter and they might increase your education. They will not change your past. Have a look at this next image. Not a washing machine. I want you to understand that. Not a washing machine. We don't put Daz in it. You'll all be relieved to know there's no spin cycle. It's the change that God has brought on the inside of their lives that we celebrate. We celebrate it because if you're not going to celebrate God changing somebody's course of their life, freeing them from sin, setting them up for an eternity with him, giving them life to the full that Jesus promises in John 10, verse 10. If you don't celebrate that, I really have to question what you're going to party for. What are you going to celebrate? If that's not worthy of celebration, what are you going to celebrate? And I think that sometimes in my life, when I've watched things like this, I've allowed myself to forget a little bit about how amazing this is. What it really means. And it doesn't just mean it for the people involved. It means it for the family. Yes, yes, yes. You know, this is something, you know, Pastor Alan's been talking about people sowing into the church. The people who are getting baptized today have been sown into by so many different people. Maybe by the children's workers and the youth workers, the pastors. Maybe by you. Yeah. Chatting with them on a Sunday. Yeah. Being friendly with them. Being Christ-like with them. You've sown something, and this is actually a harvest that you are a part of.
Yes, come on.
And if you haven't been a part of their story up till now, there's nothing that stops you being a part of their story from now. Yes. Whether that's having a word from the Lord to give them at the end, whether that's getting involved with them in some sort of ministry in the church, whether that's seeing them one day looking like they're having a tough time and going along to them and saying, you're right, and actually really meaning it. An involvement in a story, an amazing thing. Have a look at this scripture. I've chosen this from the Message because it's a family service and I love what it says. I'm not going to read it to you. Have a look at it yourself. If you're not going to celebrate that happening in a life, we need to get a defibrillator in the building. If you're not going to celebrate that happening, look at that. It's amazing. Your sin, dead life, gone.
Yeah.
Gone. Hallelujah. God brought you alive right along with Christ. A slate wiped clean. Think about that. A slate wiped clean. Have a look at this image. What does it really mean to have a slate wiped clean? Whatever you have done, God chooses, if you have accepted him and what he has done for you, God chooses to, instead of seeing your past, he sees Christ. Your past erased. Not just once, because let's be honest, if that just happens once, we're all going to get into a situation later on where we've got a bit of past that we sort of sit there and go, it hasn't been erased. I became a Christian 5 years ago. I've got 5 years of past I've built up. No. God's forgiveness keeps on going. Be encouraged that God knows our weaknesses. He knows that we are made of dust. He knows that we mess up. He knows that we make mistakes. The people who are getting baptized today will make mistakes in their lives. They'll choose not to allow God to be inside them the way he wants to be with the Holy Spirit sometimes. They'll decide to put a lid on because of a situation that they're in. They'll say something and think, how I wish I hadn't said that. And God's there saying, you want forgiveness? Ask me. It's there for you. Past erased. I quite like procedural dramas, I think you call them. You know, the sort of police procedural dramas. On those, nobody ever manages to delete their computer properly. Have you noticed that? When the bad guys cannot delete a hard disk. Otherwise, a lot of our sort of programs on TV just wouldn't work. Oh, they tried to erase the hard drive, says somebody who's very keen and clever. And then they do a few things. And they can see everything they've ever done. God's not going to do that to you.
That's right.
When God deletes, he deletes. When it's gone, it's gone. Amen. If God ever reminds you of something that you've done wrong, it's not to make you feel guilty. It's because he's chosen that time to help you deal with it properly.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
God does not wipe your nose in your past like some naughty puppy.
Yeah.
He loves you. He deletes your history. Have a look at the next one. If you're not sort of a regular church attendee and you've ever heard somebody talk about the Great Commission and you've scratched your head a little bit, that's it. It's one of the last things that's recorded in the Gospel of Matthew that Jesus says. And it's why we're here today. The people who are getting baptized are disciples. They're not becoming disciples. They are disciples. And we are celebrating that. And they are being obedient to what Jesus said. This isn't a tradition that church has made up. When I was younger, I got baptized into the Church of Ireland. I was maybe a year old. It made no difference to my life at all. I don't remember it. I didn't ask for it. But you can go to a church in Northern Ireland and see a rather unusual Spanish-Portuguese surname in amongst the more traditional Irish names. It didn't change my life at all. It made no difference to me. We don't baptize children here. We dedicate them. We have a time with our family together where we dedicate them. We don't baptize them because baptism is a choice you make. You decide that you're going to follow Jesus. You decide that you're going to be obedient. You decide that now is the time for you to take a public stand. And for some people who do this in this church and in churches all around the world, this is dangerous. Because if people found out about it in their home countries, if their family found out about it, they would be in the kind of trouble that you and I cannot perhaps comprehend very easily. From their own family, from their own community, from their own country. This is a big thing. But actually, even if you're not in that situation, you are standing up and you are saying to the devil, in front of everybody here, God has changed my life. He wants me to change the life of other people. I'm going for it. And that's why in so many parts of the world, what we're doing is illegal and scares the living daylights out of people because they recognize that this is power. We go under the water because we're symbolizing that we've chosen to die to ourselves. We've chosen to die to all of the things that we want, that we know are sinful, they're not helpful to us. And when we come out of the water, we're showing that we're living for Christ. We're his. We are a new creation. Have a look at this next scripture. New creation. The old you went when you accepted Jesus. The new you started when you accepted Jesus. Yes. And what happens here is a symbol of that. Something that has already happened. This is church.
Yeah.
This is what we are called to do. We're called to go out and make disciples. Introduce people to Jesus. And they are called to start that journey with him. And this is part of their journey. This is an amazing thing. This is an incredible time. We've got 8 people here today. I think 3 from one family. Yep. Somebody who's made the decision to walk away from the traditions and the religion of their past. And all that that means for them in terms of their own family, their own history. 8 people we can celebrate with today. Showing that they've already been changed. Yeah. And showing you what that change means to them today. Let's pray for them.
Yeah.
Father God, we pray that this will be a baptism full of joy.
Yes.
Full of power.
Yes.
Lord, we want you to move in power in your Holy Spirit, not just for the people who are being baptized, but among all of your family here this morning. We need your power, your authority. Lord, let us tap into your joy, because however joyful we are about what's going on here, we are not going to be able to hold a candle to the joy that you have with what's happening here. Lord, we pray for a release of joy in this place. A release of forgiveness. And for those who do not know you, Lord, we pray that today this family will increase and that they will be rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God. Amen.